This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, August 14th. God's word to you today is 10 strikes. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 12, verse 12, and it says, "On that night, I will pass through the land of Egypt and strike down every firstborn son and every male animal in the land of Egypt. I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord." You cannot negotiate with the devil. He is your arch enemy. It is truly erroneous to think that if you are good and you leave the devil alone, he will leave you alone. It will interest you to know that the devil has been on your case since before you were born. In fact, he did not want you to be born. You cannot negotiate with the devil. The only language the devil understands is force. When God is on a mission, the hard-hearted Pharaoh that is attempting to get in the way has only one destiny, and that is to be sunk and buried. In order to help all of us, and particularly those who may be struggling with this, I'm going to explain it to you. While there usually will be human casualties, God's objective is to judge all the gods of Egypt and show that He alone is the true God. God does not hate Egyptians. God does not hate people. God loves people. However, when a system rises against God, God must judge that system. And in many cases, there are human casualties. Picture this. While the last plague was being executed, if a wise Egyptian that had made friends with a Jew took covering under the roof of the Jew, what do you think would have happened? That family would have been saved. In fact, that actually happened. They were called the mixed multitude. It is actually wisdom to be on the side of the people who you have discerned have the hand of God on them. God's favorite house is the best place to be. The 10 plagues that were unleashed on Egypt were 10 sequential disasters that God inflicted on the gods of Egypt. Even though there were human and animal casualties, it was a battle of gods, or more like a defeat of gods. God was making this statement, "I am the God of gods, and I will prove it." In your life, God is going to prove that He, the God of gods, is your God. In Jesus' name, amen. The 10 plagues came in 3 cycles, and the 10th, the final blow. I want to encourage you to read Exodus 4 to 15. The first cycle is the plague of blood, frogs, and lice. The second cycle is the plague of flies, livestock, and boils. The third cycle is the plague of hail, locust, and darkness. The 10th plague was the death of the firstborn males, both man and beast. "I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord." In essence, God was making a distinction between His people and those siding with the other gods. The person on God's side remains safe. But as God judges the other gods, the people with them will have casualties. Let us pray. Father, I thank You for the power in the blood of Jesus. I bring all that concerns me and all You have put in my care under the covering of the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.